95.3 KPND. Joining me on the phone right now, I have Frank Zaffiro. He is the author of Beneath a Weeping Sky. It's a River City crime novel. As a matter of fact, one of the first crime novels I read in quite some time. Frank, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
Very nice. First off, before we get into things, give us a little bit about your background, because I think it kind of ties into to the book itself.
I grew up here in Deer Park in Spokane. Spent a few years in the military in the intelligence field. Hold your jokes, please. And then I've been working in law enforcement since 1993 here in Spokane, and I've been pretty much every rank or position you can be outside of some specialties. I was a patrol officer, a corporal, a detective, sergeant, lieutenant, and I'm currently a captain in charge of the patrol division.
Nice. Now, that obviously, all that experience in police work gives you a great background to draw on for the books. Beneath a Weeping Sky, how would you describe it? Because in terms of a crime thriller?
Well, I think when you get into the mystery field, there's kind of different subgenres of it. I mean, you have like the Miss Marple and Murder, She Wrote type of stuff, and those would be called cozies. And then, the Mike Hammer stuff would be called hard-boiled. And then a subset is also known as a police procedural. That would be kind of like your Law & Order TV show or your Ed McBain's 87th Precinct, Joseph Wamba. And so I think if I were to have to put it into one of those subgenres, that'd be the one I'd probably select. Although there's a pretty strong element of suspense to the book as well. So
sure.
It's a bit of a hybrid in that regard.
Right. Now, this follows the Detective John Tower. Now, is he the main character throughout? Because is this the third in a series?
This is the third in a series. The first was published back in 06 called Under a Raging Moon. And that one is focused almost entirely on the patrol division, which is a rather unique take. I mean, I've seen it done, but not very often. Usually it is the detectives, particularly the homicide detectives, who are the stars of the police thrillers. But that's just the patrol division there. And then in the second book, heroes often fail. They have to let the detectives come out and play because there's a kidnapping, and so it's kind of a half-and-half sort of thing. By the time you get to the third book, with the same set of characters, the same cast of characters, different characters have kind of ebbed and flowed in who's the main character,
right,
and who isn't. In this third book, John Tower's definitely one of the main characters, as he is the lead detective assigned in the case of trying to stop a serial rapist here in River City. However, I would also say that one of the, probably the main character is a female patrol officer named Katie McLeod,
right,
who ends up getting tapped to be a decoy in an effort to catch this criminal.
Right. Now, I'll be straight up with you. Some of the reading is intense. I mean, because we are talking about a pretty sensitive thing that holds a lot of different kind of weight for a lot of different kind of people. One of the things I was amazed at is just how you seem to be able to create a scene that, will put you right on the edge of your seat. It's really quite remarkable. How do you approach that?
Wow, that's a great question. I've done a lot of interviews in the last few years, and that might be the best question I've had.
Oh, well, thank you.
The different writers will tell you different things because I think there are different approaches to that. But for me, I generally see it in my head almost like a movie or a television show. And I can see the scene. And then, so for me, it's all about just really describing or transcribing what I'm seeing.
Right.
And trying to incorporate as many of the senses as possible. People learn in different ways, and different people experience the world in different ways. And the more you could paint a picture where, somebody sees something, that's great. You need that. But, what they're hearing, what they're smelling, what their emotional reaction or what the emotional impact is to them. Are they afraid? Are they angry? And if you package that all together, it creates an experience, I think, that the reader can then feel like they can step into the skin of one of those characters and experience that, and I think that's where you get the connection.
Right, for sure. Well, Frank, I will tell you this. I was very captured by the way that you're able to, kind of paint the scene of what's going on, and also the character development. It was obvious to me as soon as I got into the book that I needed to go back at some point and catch up on the other two books because it's, you know, it's obvious that that you joined something kind of in progress, but you do a great job of kind of, you know, really building these characters. Because I was only about, I don't know, 100 pages in, and I had three or four characters that were, you know, really quite interesting in terms of their perspective and where they come from on it. So do us a real quick favor. Where can people get a hold of your books? Do you have a website and that kind of thing?
The books are all available at the local bookstores for sure. That's where they end up getting distributed to first from the publisher, who is a local publisher here in Spokane. So your Aunties and your Hastings for sure. Also directly from Grey Dog Press, and they're on the net at greydogpress.com. And then if people want to, you know, check things out, as far as I'm concerned, I do have a website. It's just franksafiro.com. My first name, Frank, and then Zafiro is spelled Z-A-F-I-R-O.
So franksafiro.com, and this is obviously from Grey Dog Press. Beneath a Weeping Sky, the name of the book. It is a River City crime novel. It's actually the third of three. Is that correct, Frank?
That is correct.
And we greatly appreciate it. Great book, Frank, and I want to tell all you listeners out there, make sure you get out, support our local artists, in this case an author, and get out there, get a copy of this book. It is fantastic. And, Frank, we thank you very much for taking some time with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.